Lesson 14. Sacramentals. Sacraments are sanctifying rites that give us invisible divine life. In addition to the sacraments instituted by Jesus Christ, there are rites and actions in the Church that sanctify our lives and our life situations. Sacramentals are prayers, services, and actions instituted by the Church to purify and strengthen her children. Sacraments and sacramentals sanctify us, but the sacramentals sanctify us not in the same way as the sacraments do. While the sacraments sanctify us directly, the sacramentals prepare us to receive the graces and enable us to cooperate with grace. Some of the sacramentals are the blessing of the Holy Myron, consecration of the Church, religious profession, funeral rites, and blessing places, articles, and persons. Since they have some similarity with sacraments, they are called sacramentals. Sacraments were instituted by Jesus, whereas sacramentals are instituted by the Church. Different sacramentals were instituted according to the needs of the Church communities. Their purpose is to sanctify persons, places, and articles. They also sanctify the celebrations in connections with the situations of the faithful. Through these, we and our life situations are sanctified and we are empowered by God's grace. Blessing of Holy Myron. Among sacramentals, the most important one is the blessing of the Holy Myron. It is the bishop who blesses it. In the sacrament of anointing, this holy oil is used. It is also used in blessing the water and oil of baptism, and also in the anointing of bishops and priests if the practice exists. Consecration of the Church. Another sacramental is the consecration of the Church. By this, a newly constructed church is dedicated to God and becomes His abode. We come together in church to pray and offer the Holy Mass because the Church is holy by the presence of God. Hence, our behavior in the Church should be fitting to its holiness. Religious profession. Religious profession is another sacramental. Through this, the Church sanctifies and dedicates all those who have received the call to live a life committed to Christ and the Church. In this sacramental, God gives them the grace to lead religious life, observing the vows of obedience, chastity, and poverty. Funeral rites. Funeral rite is also one among the sacramentals. Through this, the Church shows respect and praise for the Christians at their death. It helps the faithful to remind them of the meaning of death, the end of this life in the world, and also of life after death. Blessings of persons, places, and articles. Through this, by God's grace, persons, places, and articles are liberated from the power of evil. Again, they enable persons to conquer the power of evil and lead a holy life. Sacramentals are a very good means to make life blessed. Let us try to receive the sacramentals with proper preparation and faith and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Jesus, you who gave us various sacramentals through the Church to sanctify and strengthen us, help us to participate in them with faith. Word of God to remember. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. From the book of John, chapter 2, verses 16. Let us read the Word of God with devotion. From the book of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 25. Activity. Differentiate the sacraments and sacramentals from the list given below. Baptism, blessing of the house, church blessing, the Holy Eucharist, anointing blessing, healing, sacrament of reconciliation, religious profession, marriage, holy priesthood, funeral service.